Tuesday, January 8th, or June 8th. President had Ehrlichman in with Weinberger and me first thing this morning after the cabinet meeting to discuss a new approach to the budget. He made the point that we're not now thinking of spending in political terms. He wants us to stop helping professors and that sort of thing. Look for other areas like that where we can cut back even though we take some lumps. For the domestic council, he wants them to look for more things like the automobile safety business where we can cut back lousy programs that screw things up. In the environment, he wants to take some risks in order to produce some jobs. All the decisions in the environment and the consumer area should lean toward things that will create jobs. He makes the point that there won't be any tax legislation in time to do any good as far as stimulating the job level, so we've got to look at all budget items in terms of jobs and wherever we can put them in California. On housing, we should use whatever administration discretion we can to subsidize housing and thus create jobs. He wants Van Dusen to study this. We should work on all kinds of construction right now and announce every item from the White House. Accelerate rapid transit, although it's slow because it requires design time. His point is that either we spend it this way or Congress will force us to spend it in worse ways. Also, we've got to work for some tax reform that decreases the property tax. He wants Ray Price to work in something on property tax relief in the old folks' speech, making the point that 70% of the old people own their own homes or apartments and thus are suffering from the increasing property tax burden. He also wanted Ehrlichman to get a one-page memo into him regarding the revenue sharing cuts, regarding how revenue sharing cuts the property tax to be used as a promotional thing. He's obviously pushing very hard on this whole area and wants some action taken. At midday, he had Rose and me in to discuss the drown problem for an hour. He's now found that Pat has asked Elaine to come and spend the week after the wedding, and he's trying to figure out how to get rid of her before they go to the island in Maine. There was a lot of discussion back and forth, and nothing really solved because it all boils down to the question of whether Pat will take a stand or not. As long as she lets Elaine hang around, we can't do much on our side. Late this afternoon, he called Colson and me in to tell us, to tell me, Colson had sat in it, about his meeting with NBC, where he apparently really whapped the NBC top management on the basis that we ought to quit kidding ourselves and recognize that we all know their newscasters are all completely biased and anti-administration, but there's nothing that management can do about it, and the president understands that and doesn't hold it against them, but he wants to be sure we all are realistic and understand this. Apparently he played this beautifully, and Colson was practically ecstatic over the effect that he felt it had on the NBC people. End of June 8th.